This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Deborah continues talking with our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush.
I just want to say that because I liked hunting and I got encouraged from Don Klein when I left Little Eagle, he said that you have to do something for the Lord. And he made me a point man to go different places, the Rosebud, different churches. That's how this food ministry, clothes ministry, car ministry, giving money to those that are working with the people that need it. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for Don Klein, I can say from my heart, I don't know if I could have existed. I told him I needed money, and he said, well, you'll have a check in the mail every month. Mm-hmm. And he never failed me on that part. After I found out how many times he had to sacrifice, I thought, you know, he is a man of God that trusts God. Mm-hmm. And even though he had hard times himself, he was always willing to pray with somebody that was sick. Okay. If you know Don Klein, he had this big booming voice. I don't care where he at. I took him into a house where there was probably six or eight people there that drank all the time. Of course, Don got them all gathered around, and he testified, and then he said, sir, any of you want to quit drinking? He said, you bow your head and raise your hand. And this one lady raised her hand, and he prayed for her. He prayed for the rest, but he prayed especially for her. She never, ever said she got saved. But she never drank from that time on, ever. She went to the Episcopal Church in the morning. She went to our church in the evening. Mm-hmm. This is something that I will never forget. And he said, we're here to pray with people. We're here to help people to know God.
Yes.
And that's why you're here. You're not here just to, you know, just to exist. God wants to do something with you.
Yes.
And I can always remember that. And Don, I told him, I said, I'm a mechanic. And I says, I know you got cars out there that need work on. Just send them out here. And he'd send me one every once in a while. And I told him, I said, I'm going to use it for my ministry. I said, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to use it, and that's what he did. And I didn't sell them very high. I just made money, fixed them, and what I had in them, and that was what I did. And I'm thankful that God saved, that I know of, is probably about 12 people up there. One was 35. And I mean just a drunk. And he came to the house and he wanted to pray. And my wife and I prayed with him. He got saved. Him and his wife got saved. And their life changed. Then the mother and dad got saved when we first went up there. And it's kind of interesting how that I was there at a church. The only man there, he prayed and he said, if God will show me a man that I'm supposed to follow, so I'll follow him. And that's how I got to know the Long Elks. And so I was glad that I was there. I was able to talk to him. I was able to pray with them when they had hard times and became their friend. And now his mother-in-law and father-in-law, the father-in-law was 69. He got saved, but he laid in some poison oak and he had a heart attack. They took him to the hospital, and then there I'd go up there and pray with him. And all he could do is he had a stroke, he'd just move his arm, and he wanted to build a church. We didn't quite build a church yet. He had another heart attack and he went on to be with the Lord. And I had that funeral. He was a rancher. I don't know, he ran cattle on shares or how, but anyway, he had cattle. And then I remember his wife. Here she was years later. She was 85 or 86 years old, and she was in an old age home, and she wanted her daughter to bring her to the church, said, "I want to get saved." And when that happened, the church was over, and they said, "Well, we can pray. We don't have to have a church service to pray." I said, "No, I'll be back Sunday." That was on a Wednesday night. And of course, she was in the back of a pickup laying there, and they helped her in there again. And then that Sunday, she prayed, she got saved, she stood up, she testified. And always remember that. And then when she was ready to die, maybe a month later, she had cancer. And she called one of the nurse's aides to come in there. And that was Stanley Hallward's wife. And she said, "Can you get me a toast and a cup of tea?" She brought it to her and she said, "Can you open my Bible?" And she named the scripture she wanted read. And she took a little sip of tea and ate a little bit of toast. And she laid back and she said, "Now can you read it?" And while she was reading it, there was a big smile on her face. And she passed out into eternity. Now I think of that, I think of how good the Lord is to speak to us over and over and to assure us that salvation is real and that we don't have to be afraid of death. We can look forward to death. We can feel the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
I named the Mutchlers, I named the Long Elks, just so many people that wanted to pray. I remember George Flying Horse wanted to pray. Well, he went to Spring Creek Camp on the Rosebud Reservation, but he was 69 and he had a motorcycle wreck and his kidneys were in bad shape, and he went to the Bismarck, North Dakota, the hospital up there, and his nephew kept coming to me and said, "We got to go tonight." I said, "I have church tonight." And he said, "He's not going to make it." And so I held church a real short. But we didn't get up there till 11 o'clock that night. And went up there and the head nurse came to me and she says, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I was asked to come up here to pray with George." And she said, "Well, I'll go ask him. If he wants to pray, I'll let you in." And we went in there and I'll tell you, it was just like a reunion. We prayed and he got through, and when he got through and we were talking and visiting, and I said, I'll see you tomorrow. And he said, "Ek sto," he said, "that's what you think." and he passed on that night. And I think of that, and I think, you know, when people want to pray, he burdens somebody so much that they ask a minister, they ask somebody that they know they want to pray with them, and they'll do it. Mm-hmm. And basically, that's what my story is I pray with people.
You know, John, I have to tell you, you have a reputation. And first of all, my dad always said that John Bush is a straight arrow. What a wonderful thing to have a reputation that you keep your eye on Jesus and just straight arrow. And that's how my dad felt about you, and he loved you. And then the people, your reputation among the people, even non-believers who don't want to hear about Jesus, but when it comes time for them to die, they call for John Bush to come pray with them.
We'll need to stop here today, but next week, we'll hear more from our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush, here on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077. 6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.